Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 24th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mel. How are you doing, Mel?
Doing pretty well, all things considered. I know a lot over the last couple of weeks you've said, this will be a short update, not much to talk about. I think this is another one of those times. It's going to be short.
Yeah. We're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. And the feeds were down for most of the day, so there's not a lot to update you on, apart from just speculating about whether they'll ever come back up.
Which is very different than what we've been doing every other day for the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So here we are, and we'll talk about what happened yesterday. It was day 24 in the house, and there was a little bit of drama to start the day on the Big Brother Canada 8 live feeds. That we had mentioned this a bit yesterday, that Min had crawled into bed with Sheldon late into the night, and that wasn't something that that Brooke would love to hear. And so in the morning, he went to Brooke, and he was like, hey, I think Min might have come and slept in my bed last night, but I'm not sure if I dreamed it.
I disagreed with your take yesterday about saying that dreaming it makes it sound worse.
Really?
If he was just dreaming about it, like, if unless you're one of those people that you dream that your boyfriend cheats on you and then you get mad at him, if he dreamed it, that would just be like, oh, weird, like the Big Brother house. Like, I must be seeing Min so much. I just dreamed. I can't believe I thought she was there. Ha, isn't that funny? And Brooke would be like, oh, yeah, that's so crazy. Versus, oh, I think she was actually in my bed. I feel like that would be worse.
Well, but she's already slept in his bed before. Like, it's not, it's like a thing that's happened. They sleep in each other's beds all the time. It's the Big Brother house. I feel like dreaming about it and then feeling the need to say something about it afterward is like, why are you telling me this? Like, why, you had a dream that Min came into your bed last night. Why are you telling me this, prospective romantic partner?
I mean, I hate when people talk about dreams in general, so I agree with you there. But but also it depends. Like, you don't always have good dreams. You can dream that, like, I'm sure people dream about getting backstabbed in the house. Like, just because you dreamed it, it's like, oh man, that thing that happened. If he had phrased it as, I dreamed this, oh man, wouldn't that be terrible if it happened? But he did kind of just present it as, just dreamed this. What was do you it? Want to do with that fact? But he was also being very cagey the entire conversation. So maybe he was just trying to fish for something.
It was an awkward situation. The whole conversation was just, it was like, is everything all right? Like, uh-huh. Okay. We sure? Yeah. All right. Okay, well, like, let's want to talk some game or something? So what are we doing this week?
I think Sheldon's apathy in general makes him a really good Big Brother player, because I think it makes a lot of people want to try and make him elicit some sort of emotion. Like, he can just kind of be sitting there and be like, oh, cool, like, whatever. And you want to say something that is going to make him like you, I guess. But it makes him a terrible, I don't even want to say partner, because that's not what this is. But like, if you're romantically interested in someone who's doing that and you feel like you have to try and fish something out of him or impress him, like, she was like, are you sure nothing's wrong? And that, it's just very frustrating to watch.
Yeah. Sheldon is later going to have a, this is all we got for you guys. Sheldon's later going to have a conversation with Min about the fact that, like, she came into his bed the night before. And he is basically like, did that really happen? She's like, yeah. And she was like telling him, like, she came into his bed, she had a bad dream. And that, she, like, they were lying side by side at one point, and she, like, put his arm around her and he said, no, stop. But then, she just left it there. And he was like, you took advantage of me. And like, yeah, maybe a little bit, maybe.
I tweeted this yesterday, but I think we don't need to worry about the show being canceled. Big Brother's already been canceled. We're actually watching Bachelor in Paradise. So we have Brooke, who likes Sheldon, but he was then flirting with Min in this conversation. And he was flirting with Maddie earlier. We got the whole Vanessa likes Chris, who likes Sue situation going on. Maddie's partner is gone, but who knows? Maybe she'll get with someone else. Tune in. Apparently that's our updates now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, I've seen so many people talk about being confused about Sheldon because he flirts with so many of the women. But like, it doesn't seem that confusing to me. It feels like, well, yes, that is part of his strategy. It's incredibly different with Brooke. And then with all of the other women, it is this sort of generic, like, you know, just like obvious, like sort of fake flirtation, to be frank. And so, I don't know why, personally, I don't know why people get confused about it. I think it's very obviously fake. Like, he has this flirtatious conversation with Min right afterwards. He's like, I just really want her out of this house.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Because he wants her gone. Because he's wanted her gone. So that's happening there. But I think it's working with Maddie and Min. But Sheldon feels, he does feel like, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could get Min out of here? Because, you know, Min and Carol gone is better than just Carol gone. And so, so
when he was talking about this, he was expecting that if they did get Min out, that Carol would quit. Like, that was part of his reasoning.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what they've been talking about for a while, is that if Min goes, then Carol will just walk.
Two for one deal.
Yeah.
Maybe better.
So he had talked with Brooke the night before about, like, why don't we just let Sue loose? Like, if she wants to ruin her game over trying to get Min out of the game this week, like, be our guest. Like we don't want to stop her, right? And if she succeeds, great. If she doesn't, oh well. And so
with someone with a portfolio full of Sue stock, my heart was breaking watching this conversation. I'm like, no, Sheldon, no, please tell her to come back. Don't do it, Sue.
Yeah, well, so he goes to Sue and he's basically like, you know what? I've been thinking, why don't you just go for it? Just try. Like, we'll see what happens. And so Sue's going to spend the day just campaigning real hard to try to get Min voted out for Carol to stay. She talks to Angie, who, of course, Angie's on board.
Of course.
But the main event here is that she talks with Carol, and she's like really trying to convince Carol, like, please, Carol, just let us do this. Please, you have to understand, like, you, like, think about us. Like, could you live with yourself if you left this week and then Min won the HOH and put me and Nessa on the block? Could you live with it if that happened? And
Carol,
like,
I love you. I love you. I want you to be in my wedding. I'll give you my firstborn child. Please stay, but no pressure.
Yeah, and Carol's like, well, I don't think that's going to happen. I talked to Min, and she said that on our friendship, she would not put you on the block, Sue.
Well, on our friendship. Well, that's just the most honorable thing.
Yeah, Sue's just like, she's lying to you. This is Min we're talking about. Come on, Carol. She's like, please, don't you care about me? And Carol's like, I do. I really do. It's just, you know, I'd have to stay a whole other week. Like, that's, she's like, it's like, what, an extra 7 days? I mean, you know, in the context of your life, how long is that, right? Like, come on. And like, you can tell that Carol is like, she has no actual defense for like why she needs to leave, but she wants to leave, but she doesn't want to say, I just want to do it. And so she's like, just coming up with any, well, you know, what about, you know, the other things that we've talked about, and okay, how about this, if you can get me a picture of my family from production, then maybe that will be enough, and I'll feel comfortable staying another week. And Sue's like, I'll try.
I blame production for this completely. They gave in to a little bit. It's like dealing with a toddler. You could do one tiny little concession, and now Carol's sitting back here and being like, I'll stay if I can have a photo and Wendy's. And actually, she's not saying she'll stay, but she was saying if she even were to consider staying, and keto cookies and a tiara, like, just here's my list of things, my list of demands, go fetch them and I'll consider it.
And I want a guaranteed spot in the final two. I feel like that's fair.
Did you see that?
No. Okay. She doesn't want to stay that long.
No, I didn't think so.
Maybe if the season is ending today.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Could you imagine? All right. So
ironically, actually, I think that this conversation might end up, like, if the feeds are down, we'll speculate later, due to her quitting. I think this might have made it worse because she's been counting on the fact I am leaving in 2 days, and that is getting her through this. And now if Sue is saying, I have maybe a couple people on board to keep you till next week if you want. And Carol's like, that might be an option. You guys might make me stay. Well, I might as well just leave right now then.
It's possible. It is possible. But I think like, you know, obviously she recognizes that that she can leave right after Min gets evicted. So, you know, maybe she would just be willing to do that.
There seems to be some sort of, I don't know, because they always cut the feeds, but maybe she doesn't get her stipend if she quits versus being evicted. I don't know if that. So then she really would want to be voted out, because if she leaves right after, then she's missing something.
Exactly, which is why she's trying to convince Sue to not do this. And so she keeps also saying, like, well, okay, but okay, if it's a double eviction, then you guys can vote out Min and then get me out right after. So if it's a double eviction, it'll really work out. If you do think it'll be a double eviction, Sue's like, maybe. Maybe this week or next week.
Why would they have a double eviction? They're already short a person. My goodness.
If I were Sue, I would try to convince Carol that okay, I know it's going to be a double eviction. It's always a double eviction on this week because Carol doesn't know.
She should do is get Chris to do his brain transforming thing. Can you see the future? I feel like that's part of it. He can just see the future, and Chris knows a double eviction's coming. He can see it, and then Carol can stay.
Yeah, well, I think he'd have to, you know, transform her brain to make her believe something like that. But I do think she would believe that Sue knows it's a double eviction. It's always a double eviction. Maybe even convince Sheldon and Brooke to go along with that kind of, oh, yeah, almost definitely. Always it's a double eviction. And no, they don't tell you ahead of time. They definitely, they like to drop it on you after you've already evicted the first person. So we know for a fact it's going to be double. So what we should do is you should tell everyone, and this is what we need to do, is that we need to keep this on the down low, right? Just tell everyone, okay, it's okay to vote out Min. Don't let them know that we know it's a double eviction, because then it'll be a big shock, big surprise move. And then we'll vote Min out, and then Arissa will call us on Skype and say, hey, it's a double eviction. And then we'll get you out. It'll be perfect.
Aaron, do you really think that super fan Carol does not understand how double evictions work? She's a super fan. She doesn't know about slop. She doesn't know about the comp. She doesn't know about anything. She's a super fan. So she obviously would know that that's wrong.
Well, obviously she would try to know, but she would not know. And so I think they should go for this, because then they would vote her out or they would vote Min out in the first bit. And then Arissa would not call in on Skype and she'd be like, where's the double eviction? And they'd be like, oh, no, it's another Big Brother Canada twist. No double eviction this week.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. Oh, man. I was so sure.
That would be fun. But what are you gonna do? So Sue is just saying to Carol, like imagine it, Carol. One last big crazy move for TV. The fans would love it. Before you leave, just one blind side of Min. It'll be so fun. It would be so good.
You'd be a legend.
You'd be amazing. It would be the best thing ever. You'd be so proud of it. And Carol's like, that does sound good. But I really hate being here, and I don't want to have to stay another week. She's like, oh, yeah, but come on. So, she's doing her best.
I really respect Sue's hustle in all this. I know she's like totally tanking her game, but she knows that Min is coming for her. Or at least I think that's true. Mm-hmm. And she's close with Carol. Carol wouldn't come for her. And she's doing what she can to, I don't know, try and save herself. And I have to respect that.
Yeah. Well, that's really what's going on throughout the day here. Not a whole lot else, just more of what we have come to expect from the state of the house, the structure of the house strategically. So then the feeds come down, go away earlier in the day that Ontario has declared that all non-essential businesses be shut down. And there's reason to believe, I think fairly good reason to believe, that this does not technically include Big Brother Canada production, that television and radio broadcasts are exempt from this order. My understanding of it is that in other countries like Italy and Germany and other Big Brother places, they have similarly been exempt from such orders. So there is, like I said, good reason to believe that Big Brother Canada would be exempt from this if they chose to continue. But the feeds have been down since around 3 p.m. yesterday, and they have not come back up. There has been no explanation, and there's been lots of speculation, lots of fake rumors running around that the season is canceled, that this is it, that things have reached the breaking point, and that now they are shutting everything down and sending everyone home.
So I am in Ontario, and so I was reading over the order, and they made a list of businesses that can stay open, and it's like a list of like 50 like different kinds of places. It's basically I don't know. It seems like a lot is staying open. And yeah, there was a couple slots for like TV, telecommunications and things like that. All we can do is speculate. I've seen people say that maybe Carol just decided to call it quits and that's why the feeds have been down. Either way, if the show is still on, every time the feeds go down, this is going to happen. Everyone's going to be like, well, the season's canceled. That's it. But hopefully we get the chance to do that. Hopefully it's on. Although there was that article about crew members were feeling unsafe and a couple of them have decided to walk from the production.
Yes, my understanding is that it wasn't that happened like today, but that it has been happening. So I'm not sure that alone would be the cause of them shutting down today. It seems like it would probably be if they were shutting down, it would probably be the combination of the articles being released, the bad press, plus the shutdown. plus, you know, everything else, combining into them going like, you know what, it's time to cut our losses, and not continue to look bad here. That seems
I'm curious,
like
it's, if it was it like, is, if it was going really amazing, like if we were having last season, I know that's a controversial opinion that it was amazing, but would they, is it the combination that's causing them to cancel? If it was going really well and it was just the virus, would they cancel? I'm not sure.
I mean, I think from their perspective, apart from the Jamar and Kyle situation, it is going really well. The ratings have been excellent.
Yeah, except for that one tiny little thing. It's been great.
I mean, honestly, even with the thing, I mean, the ratings have still been excellent. So, like, I don't know how much they tend to care in the long run about those things. But yeah, I think that they have a lot of incentive to keep it going because the ratings are very good. But you know, that I think that this this news about the crew, on top of the Kyle and Jamar stuff, plus the current situation with the world and in Ontario particularly, it does seem feasible that this could be the end of the season. That said, I think there are a lot of other explanations for why the feeds have been down as well. For one thing, I mean, obviously, we've never seen a season shut down. We have no idea what that would look like. But my guess would be that they would not leave up the stream. Like, when we say the feeds are down, we don't mean that the stream is down. We just mean that they've changed the stream from video footage to like these cards that they put up that say things like the feeds will be back soon, or they try to make jokes, but it's not funny because they're stealing our content. And that is still running. Like if things were shut down right now, I imagine they would have, you know, turned it off, like press the button to be like, we're done turning the power off. We have also not heard anything about this yet. So that is another reason there. And so I think that there are other things that might be happening here. One in particular seems plausible to me is that perhaps with the state of affairs in Ontario, they have tried to update the house guests again, because they had an update a couple of days ago on this situation, and they may have been given a further update which said that, hey, this is what's happening with Ontario today, and you know, travel is being shut down, borders are being closed, and perhaps they are now being given an opportunity, like, you can leave now. If you don't leave now or soon, there's a chance that you won't be able to go back home until this is all over. So here is your opportunity. And that would obviously, if anybody took that up, which would likely be Carol, you know, would that the kind of thing that would shut the feeds down for this amount of time in a normal circumstance? So that could be what's happening. You know, Carol could have just quit on her own. That's certainly possible. And then any number of other things could have happened, which normally shuts the feeds down for a few days. So there's reason to speculate, but at this time, I don't think we can say that it is any one thing for certain.
Yeah, and this is just going to keep happening if the season keeps going. Like has this been the second time this season they've been down for so long? Usually the extended downtimes are 4 hours and 5 hours, and it's been for a variety of reasons. I just don't understand why are the feeds down? Like, if they're considering canceling it, then you can leave the feeds up. Like, if they're just in discussions about it, like if they're trying to figure out whether they should or not, I don't know why the feeds would be down for that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems as though they left the feeds up while figuring out whether or not they were going to kick Kyle out of the game. But while they were making the decision about Jamar, they were down. So I feel like if there's a person that has the button that presses the button to turn the feeds to non-video footage, that person has just sits there with a button, then I'm very willing to guess that there's a motto over the button. It's like, when in doubt, turn off the feeds. Just yeah. Always, just at any moment, just turn them off. Always err on the side of turning off the feeds. So it really could be anything. I have no further information at this time, but you know, we'll have to wait and see. This could be, you know, a lot of people, it's a big issue. It is, we're talking about the safety of everyone involved. We're talking about, jobs. And this is something that everybody is struggling with across the world, at this time. And so, you know, everything is hanging in the balance. My job right now, hanging in the balance. We're waiting to see if I have a job for the next few months. So
that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I did see a tweet this morning, though, that if the season gets canceled, that it would be awesome to continue it, do a Brant steal for the rest of the people that are left, and continue doing the stock watch based on that. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. so that's really where we stand right now. We're just kind of waiting. Just kind of waiting to see what's happening. And I would imagine that we'd get something today. The shutdown goes into effect, I believe. Is it midnight or is it noon?
Midnight. It said PM.
Okay.
So yeah, 11:59 PM tonight.
So at midnight tonight. So if that is the cause of a potential shutdown of the season, then I would imagine that we would know by today or at least tomorrow.
Literally, give us anything.
Yeah, if everything is shut down by midnight tonight, I would hope that we'd know something by 12:01, right? Like we'd have some kind of idea. You never know. But like I said, I think there's also a lot of reason to suspect that that they might not be shutting down right now, but perhaps they are looking into shortening the season. Perhaps they are looking into, other ways. How can we, they just released an article yesterday morning prior to the shutdown where it did seem like they were going to be pushing pretty hard to continue with production, limiting the crew, and, you know, putting into place a lot of safety measures. And so, who knows?
To end on a happy note, I just want to share a cute little scene from this morning. The Evictors were hanging out, and I will say I totally understand why they hang out now, or like why they hung out so much the first week. They just have so much fun together. They're just so fun to watch. And Maddie was pretending that she's going to be married to Michael after the show. And so they were asking her, "Oh, Maddie, like what's your life like? What do you do?" And she's like, "Oh, like I'm just a homemaker. I'm a retired teacher. I'm just going to, you know, my husband's in the military, and I'm just going to be a dependipotamus now." I thought that was very fun. Someone reminded me that Shelby in BBOTT said she was a happy potamus.
Oh. I'm surprised Maddie didn't say, former tennis pro. that's about what we have for you. There's also, if you really want to go crazy with ideas, maybe what they're doing is that they've decided, all right, you know what, we got to shut down in a few days, let's just accelerate the season. Finish off the season in a couple days and then keep airing these very quick and rushed episodes for a little while to milk out as much as we can.
I don't know how I feel about that. That'd be really fun in the short term, suck for the long term. But the whole problem is that the house guests in the house are fine, but the people producing the shows cannot be all together. So if they did that, they'd still have to be producing long term.
Well, you can like edit remotely and communicate remotely. Like the post-production can be done remotely for sure.
Yeah. I would hope they would send each person a challenge and they're not allowed to communicate and see what crazy mess they put together in the episodes. Be better than the current ones.
Maybe. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. We may have a winner already, and it may be Carol.
No. Why must you do this to us in this trying time? Don't put that out there.
All right. So that's what we have. We will be live tonight for the roundtable at 9 p.m. Eastern to talk about everything that we've seen this week. There's still plenty to talk about from the week. So this will be a normal roundtable, except we will also be speculating about whether the show is still on, assuming that there's no news yet. But maybe there will be news. And maybe this will be the wrap-up roundtable for the season. Or maybe it will be, just another roundtable. Or maybe it will be a roundtable where we're speculating about what's going to happen. Who knows?
Tune in to find out.
Yeah. Either way, we will be live tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, to talk about the week on the feeds and discuss everything that's been going on. We'll rate the players still. We'll do at least one more Stockwatch update. And then we'll see.
Can we end it now, actually? I mean, I'm at the top of the leaderboard right now. Not going to be tonight. So
tied
can we just
for the top.
Tied for the top with six people?
Something like that. Decent chunk.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing. And so make sure you tune in tonight and we'll talk through all of everything that's been happening. And we'll see where things go. I'll probably be live tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, but you never know. I think what we need to do is, if the season does end now, we're just gonna have to declare a winner. Who do we think would have won based on where we are? Let's do a fan vote. Right. And you can do something similar. You can go to the survey, which we'll have for the roundtable tonight. You can find it on Twitter at Armstrong Taren.
Are you going to put a question in there? If the season's canceled, who do you vote to be the winner?
No, that'll be. We'll do a proper roundup, wrap up one with where we declare our JP winner.
Declare our winner.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this, that if Sheldon, if the season is canceled, we talk about people being screwed by twists all the time in Big Brother Canada. If the season is canceled, then Sheldon now has probably the top of the list here, screwed by a virus, really. the twistiest twist of all.
And it's not even a Twisto season. Wow. Maybe it's a KB twist or a first choice haircutter twist. Wow.
All right. That's what we have for you. I'll be, like I said, live tonight. Make sure you fill out the survey on Twitter. And you can, again, find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mel Hulst. And Taren, before we go, I just wanted to say, on behalf of a lot of people, we really appreciate all the morning updates. In the midst of everything going on right now, Big Brother has been such a big distraction for so many people. And tuning in at 11 a.m. and talking in chat and hearing what's going on in the Big Brother house has been a big source of joy for a lot of people.
Well, thank you. We'll see where
and
we go from here.
Hopefully this is not the end. It's not a goodbye speech. It was just a thank you for everything so far.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today, and I will see you soon.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.